Okay, tonight's not halacha. I have this feeling last night was not taken seriously. I don't know why. Maybe it was the way I said it. Even if you sit for I'm just repeating last night now for 15 seconds. Even if you sit during Kriyas HaTorah, you have to stand when the Ola says Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMevorach, and when you answer Baruch Hashem HaMevorach Le'olam Ba'ed, you have to stand for that. You can then sit down if that's your minute, but you have to stand for Baruch Hu and Baruch Hashem HaMevorach Le'olam Ba'ed. There's no way out of that, the Mishnah Berurah says. Lekoman Depolik. That's the Mishnah Berurah. Now, when you get an Aliyah, some people at that moment become very shy and they're embarrassed. Maybe they're afraid they'll say the wrong bracha, right? And they'll say it wrong, and they all of a sudden their voice drops to a whisper or a murmur. It's a very important halacha that Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMevorach and the brachas over the Torah have to be said in a loud voice. L'chatchila, they're supposed to be said, the Shulchan Aruch says, the Mishnah Berurah says, that everybody in the shul can hear you. That's l'chatchila. Next level is at the very, very least, 10 people must hear you. That's for Baruch Hu and the brachas. If 10 people do not hear you, so really, in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Ramah, it says you have to repeat it. What does it mean, repeat it? What is it going on? So the Mishnah Berurah says it's going on Baruch Hu, not on the bracha on the Torah, but it's going on the Baruch Hu. If 10 people don't hear you say Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMevorach, you have to repeat it. The Bir Halacha in over there, and where this halacha stated, the Bir Halacha really says that logically, and he has Rayas, and he says that really the bracha over the Torah should be repeated if 10 people don't hear you say it. It has to be repeated again. Not only Baruch Hu, but the bracha also. But the Bir Halacha has rayas that other achronim don't hold like that, and therefore he pulls back at the end, although he's noted to say that really he feels that should be the din, that you should have to say it over again. Bottom line, if 10 people don't hear you say the brachas over the Torah, you would not say it over again, because even the Bir Halacha, who suggests that you would, is hesitant to come out and say it, so you don't say it over again. But listen how chomer it is that there's really a discussion, a major discussion, if you have to say it over again if 10 people don't hear you. Baruch Hu me'ikar hadin, you certainly have to say over again. The achronim here take over, and they become hesitant the other way. And they say, maybe b'di'evad, you would not say Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMevorach over again. They admit that the minig is not to say it over again. But there should be at least an exhortation to everybody. Please, at least 10 people have to hear you say Baruch Hu and should hear the brachas over the Torah. It's not a time to be shy. And in the spirit of not being shy, I invite everybody to the Chavis Halvah this year. We're starting in the Hakdama, a description of each sha'ar of the Sefer. He goes through each sha'ar in the Shar HaYichud, Shar HaBechina, Shar HaBodes HaLokim, Shar HaBitachon, and he gives a short description of what he's going to accomplish, what he hopes to accomplish in each Shar of the Sefer.